We're here with Coach Tim Ward as we get ready for the grudge battle between Licking County and Muskingum County High School football. And your third time around on this, so you must like it a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, I love coaching the game. I love an opportunity to get out there early in the summer and kind of get back into the swing of things. Obviously, I push all of our guys here at Heath to play basketball or run track or play baseball or one of those things. So we don't do a whole lot with the football guys in the off season. And then we get into summer, and you usually have to go through that 10, 12-week period before you get into season. This is a way for us to kind of get into season quickly. So I love coaching it.
And I think this shows, we know there's a lot of respect in the LCL, and Newark's added to this as well, but, you know, you guys want to beat up on each other every Friday night when you can, but there's also the respect, and I think you see the camaraderie in situations like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I spend a lot of time in the football season and in the summer trying to prepare to beat all these guys. I mean, they're the best guys that from each of their individual teams. And so we try to spend a lot of time to learn how to beat them and trying to teach our guys to learn how to be successful against them. And then you get to have those guys come and join your team and you all get to join together for a collective goal. It's just a lot of fun to see the kids in a different way, to joke around about who beat who during the season, but all in a respectful, joking way. Have a lot of fun, kind of get to know the personalities and things like that. It's a unique experience.
Yeah, I was about to say, there probably is still a little trash talk on the field at certain points, and you probably enjoy that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. The guys, I mean, we were out there today for our first day just with the quarterbacks, receivers, and centers throwing the ball around a little bit, and they're already jawing at each other in a fun way. I mean, in the world that we live in now today, I mean, we have internet and social media and all that. These guys all know each other anyway. Yeah. So a little friendly banter back and forth. It used to be back in the day when I first started coaching that the guys didn't always know each other. They knew of each other, but they didn't necessarily know each other. Now they all, I mean, half of them hang out together on a regular basis.
We're not going to be here to disrespect coaches, but I will say there's been a couple players who said, we're looking forward to playing and having the Riverboat Gambler coach us in these situations, because we know any place on the field you're going to go for it, you'll throw a trick play on that. So I'm assuming the style doesn't change for a game like this.
Not at all. Today I was asking our centers if any of them long snapped for PATs, and they all said they did. And I said, good. I said, anybody long snap for punts? And nobody on the team raised their hand. I said, that's all right. We don't plan on punting anyway.
What do you as a coach try to get out of this game for the players? Because, I mean, you want to win. They want to win. But you also understand that it is in June and you don't want injuries as best as possible. So how do you balance fun with competitive and then trying to win?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, again, these guys are the best that their teams have to offer. So they're all competitors. They're all guys who are going to come out ready to play. As far as what we do in practice, we don't need to do a whole lot of hitting or anything like that in practice. If these guys didn't know how to hit, they wouldn't be all-stars.
Right.
But as far as in the game goes, I really just try and get them to play full speed. Try to use practice to catch them up as much as we can, get them going on the playbook and things like that. We simplify our playbook as much as we can. We don't want them thinking a whole lot. Allow them to play fast, because I feel like when you start thinking, that slows down how fast you can play. And when you slow down how fast you can play, that's when the injuries come. So we want them playing full speed. And we do try to have a lot of fun. We try to put in some different stunts, some different schemes that's going to let them have some fun, let them showcase their talents. But really, I just want them to play together, have some fun, and win or lose, have an opportunity to go out with a good experience. I think coaching it as the head coach over the last few times, I realized that some of these guys come from programs who haven't won a whole lot. Some of them have gone through seasons and not won. And so to give these guys an opportunity to win a football game, to end their high school career, is a really fun experience. But I think win or lose, to have them an opportunity to play with their friends, to play with guys that they've been competitors with, and to just play fast again is kind of a way to kind of just go out with a bang of sort.
You mentioned fast, and as I looked at the roster, I mean, there is a lot of skill here. Athleticism, speed, physicality. I mean, if you really wanted to put a team together, these guys, they'd be a great starting point to do it.
Oh, 100%. When I'm going through the list top to bottom, and we had a couple guys who I thought could do some special things for us that decided not to play, and that's fine. But the guys that are playing, I mean, they are talented from top to bottom. And I mean, they can all move, they can all run, they can all hit. And what impressed me the most today, just even though we were only in here for about an hour and a half or so, is when I talked to him about our schemes, the eye contact, the body language, the control of understanding, like, coach, I want to learn what I can learn, even though we're here for a short period of time, really impressed me. So, yeah, I mean, if you had to build a dream team, this is a good place to start.
All right, so let's get down to the nuts and bolts. You were the last Licking County coach to win this. How do you get the streak to end?
I think a good way to try and fix that is to put together a roster like what we got put together right now. We got guys that are hungry, that want to come out and win. This is my third time now coaching it as the head coach, but I think it's my fifth or sixth time being on a staff that coached it. And then I also got an opportunity to coach in the North-South game 1 year. And so what I've learned from the All-Star games is it doesn't really matter what X's and O's you run because you only have limited days you can teach them. Yeah. What you really got to do is you really got to try to get the guys to buy into the idea of playing as hard as they can for the guy that's next to them, even though that guy that's next to them might be the guy that beat them for a league championship or might be the guy that got the nod for first team all league over them or something like that. There might be some kind of rivalry there, but you get those guys to buy into, I'm going to play as hard as I can for that guy next to me. Then I think you have a chance to be real successful. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a lot of things that will help them form that camaraderie and inform that team, and we'll get after it.
I'd be remiss if I didn't look ahead to Heath football specifically coming up. Great season last year. Started off with a very difficult non-conference schedule, but the guys that win over Johnstown just seemed to catapult it. You did another league championship. Losing some real quality seniors, no question about it, but early season preview for the Dogs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, touching with the All-Star game also, it's an opportunity to coach five of those seniors again. Yeah. And so those guys that have meant a lot to me, really helped me grow up as a coach, really formed strong relationships with. But, yeah, we're going to have to replace those guys, and some of them are going to be tough to replace. I think we've got a great group of kids coming back for us this year. We've got a big senior class who has a lot of experience coming back, guys that have started for multiple years. We've got a really good junior class coming back also. And I think one of the things I try to do is I try to look at how good we could possibly be by the guys that don't play. And what I mean by that is the guys that on a typical year would be a starter, but this year we're looking at them and we're like, they might not get on the field a whole lot, or they might be a guy that's going to be a special teams guy, or play Friday night special teams, or maybe a couple plays on Friday nights, but then get to play most of the time on JV. And I look around our field this year, and we got a lot of guys who on a typical year, they would be starting on Friday nights for us. And at this point in the summer, I'm like, man, we've got a junior or a senior in front of them. And that's really good. So I think we've got a lot of depth. Now, there are some positions that we got to find some answers at. And I don't think we're hiding that from anybody. Inside linebacker, losing J.J. Holloway and Carter Mason, two guys who are extremely physical and extremely smart. Right. That's going to be tough. And so somebody's got to step up and replace them. Losing our quarterback, losing our most productive receiver. Those things are going to be tough. But I think we got guys ready to do it.
You've definitely evolved the program where I'd like to say reload and rebuild, and the players know what's expected of them when they come in. Coach, appreciate your time. Let's get that back, the championship for the Licking County, and good luck with Heath coming up in the future.
Absolutely. Appreciate you. Go Licking County and go Dogs.